Now have a look to the little barrels, our barracks. The classic size 225 liter barrels are made from very different coopers, from the François Ferrer barrels by Radoux, but also by Mercury or from Taranso. And of course, from the Palatinate cooper, the Gies Cooperage in Deidesheim. Every summer we have a big tasting with the oenologists from the cooperages. And in fact, every oenologist on the respective barrel manufacturer recognizes his barrels in a blind tasting from 100 samples. And you can taste the differences that arise due to the wood, the processing of the art, the wood cooper, and which of course have a great influence of the wine. That's why we only use French and German oak here at Wilhelmshof, because they grow very slowly, have an incredibly high wood quality and are fine poured, so that our Pinot Noirs don't get too much air and they can mature slowly. So we actually don't use any other barrels. 98% of all barrels worldwide are made of oak. The remaining 2% is chestnut. And so everything else is obsolete. Some oaks are not suitable at all. They have grown too quickly, such as the South African oak. It is so coarse poured that the wine would almost run through it. That is why you cannot use the South African oak for wine aging, for wine storage. As a winemaker, you discuss very, very precisely with the cooper how the barrels are worked and manufactured. It is about how fine poured is the wood, how strong is the toasting of the wood. So the barrels are shaped over an open fire, over oak chips, with the help of water and iron rings. Because the wood is almost straight and depending on how intensively the wood is burned from the inside, which we call toasting in technical jargon. This also releases different aromas in the later wine. This is because the wood sugar is changed when the wines are toasted. On the one hand, in vanillin with the light toasting, in chocolate notes with medium toasting, in coffee and mocha notes, which heavy toasted barrels. And that too is something that is discussed. Something that is discussed with the ends of the barrel have been toasted. Because all of this has a huge influence on the later wine. And therefore also these different manufacturers. Because we at Wilhelmshof are a team effort here with 4 different oenologists and winemakers. Of course, everyone has their own personal preference. Every barrel maker has a different type of production. And all together bring complexity together. This means that the same wine tastes different when matured in different casks from different producers. And you can taste and smell that in a blind tasting. This is the reason why you will find so many different manufacturers here in our wooden barrel cellar. Because making wine is a team effort. We taste in the family, in our team, with 4 oenologists, with our wine grower, journeyman, and employees. And of course, each of us has a favorite among the barrel makers. And that's the reason why we also get the different barrels from the different manufacturers and why we always try something new. Because of course everything evolves. There are new manufacturing methods, new ways of storing and washing the barrels, the wood and the finishes. It is very important that the old craftsmanship does not exceed the core temperature of the wooden barrel of 234 degrees Celsius when it burns out. And that is ensured by the good binaries that you can see here in the house.